Cord. Ugh. Yeah.
I can set up a meeting, just like a standing Zoom meeting for you.
Perfect. Sounds good.
You know, gives us the whole shebang, so.
Yeah, I need to have a word with the Iowa State administrators. Okay. Yes. Yeah. So to continue our discussion, I think we pretty much have what we need it set up here. So the algorithm Zhongling's put together will basically be the generic algorithm that gets called by separate factories. And then we have a factory, for instance, as you were saying, Brian, reconstructed particle jets, calorimeter-only jets, and as we go one add in things, we'll have a unique factory for each type of jet like that.
Yeah, thanks, Brian, Derek, for the explanation. I think this is the same as what I thought. I will first create a factory using all the information, the tracking, the ETL, the HTL, and the code algorithm to produce some jet. And maybe also another factory for the truth particle, MC particle, for another factory. And later we can decide any factory, which is easy. Just we if we want any output, we just do the similar things for other factories.
Absolutely. Cool. Okay. So all right. So yeah, I think we've got some action items. So, let's see. Other items. Kevin sent me an email last week. He is working on separating out the jet info from the Epic Analysis class, and he is working on that. We'll have more updates later. So let's see. And then what was it? Brian, you were working on a macro to work with jets. Jet-like objects to calculate like energy scale and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's gonna have to be delayed a little bit, I think. I have some time sensitive deadlines with this PF rich stuff that
Ah, yeah.
kind of needs to get done. But
That makes sense.
yeah, I can maybe I'll just kind of throw some of my code up on GitHub and people can take a look. It really isn't anything more sophisticated than a tree reader, a root tree reader that looks at the various branches and yeah, runs a jet finder on them.
Oh yeah. Yeah, that'd be perfect and no worries at all. Yeah. After all, we won't really need to have anything until we actually have like jets coming out of EIC Recon, so. So no worries. Okay.
Zhonglin is the are the factories you developed is this still on that issue that you created last week or 2 weeks ago? If I want to look at things.
Yes. So I haven't created any factory yet. So, what do you mean I created 2 weeks ago? Sorry.
Oh, the
What was Derek showing then?
Okay. So the issue you created was, let me let's see, what was it? Issue number 470, which is just to track the implementation of jets into EIC Recon. And the GitHub repository I was showing is a personal one Zhongli and I have shared. So, first order of business will be to actually create an official branch in EIC Recon to start doing this work.
Okay, I mean, yeah, however it's done, just so everyone can kind of everyone can kind of see what's being worked on. This was one of the mandates from the charge to the various groups from the software group was, you know, everything should be, all development should be kind of visible at all times.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. This was this, you know, this Zhonglin, this issue 470 is what I was talking about from last week.
Okay, I see. So after I working on, maybe later I can put the files into the relevant directory in EIC, right? And some is even in EDM for EIC, so they are scattered a lot of places.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes. I'll actually on issue 470, I'll add a comment asking them just what the protocol is for creating a official fork to start doing this development. Okay, so. All right, so that covers all major topics. So general comments, concerns, questions, thoughts. If not, then I think we can call the meeting here. So I will add the recordings from both the previous session and this session to the Indico page. I'll add notes here in a second as well. And yeah, same time, different Zoom room for the next meeting. And
hi.
With that, let's go ahead, close the meeting, and I'll
have a good one.
Yeah, have a good one, everyone. Talk to you all later.
Bye.
Goodbye.